At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Wednesday. It's hour one. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. A lot of headlines here. Great hockey last night. Avalanche beat the Oilers. Game one of the Western Conference Finals. 8-6 was the final score, and in case you're wondering, the 14 combined goals, the most in a conference finals game in 37 years.
Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
What if goals were worth 7 points? That we would look at this differently. So if you said 7 times 8, that's 56, Paulie, I believe?
Give me a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, 7 times 6 is 42.
56-42 last night.
Yeah, that'd be a shootout in a different way that we could relate to. Okay. This is a lot of goals. 14 goals, Western Conference, but you would expect this with those offenses that these two teams put out on the ice. Tonight, Lightning at the Rangers, that will be Game one. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. And listening on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, nearly 400 cities around America. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. Father's Day. Don't let it sneak up on you without going to danpatrick.com. Got a lot of great stuff there, up to 40% off on select items. We got glasses, we got puzzles, Fritzy's greeting cards, pint glasses, coffee mugs, all of that available, danpatrick.com, in time for Father's Day. The new Saudi Golf League has been a major talking point. The league is offering the world's top golfers a big payday, but the PGA Tour doesn't have any interest in sharing the spotlight here. Well, yesterday, the new league officially released the first 42 confirmed entrants. PGA Tour has been very clear about how they feel about golfers playing on this Saudi-backed tour. And it's been rumored the tours threaten lifetime bans to those who decide to participate in the new league, which would be kind of counterintuitive to if you're the PGA Tour, you still want to have these players. Now you're going to ban them for a lifetime. So you're going to have a game of chicken here. Two-time major champ Dustin Johnson signed up for the LIV Golf Invitational. That's June 9th. Johnson could face penalties from the PGA Tour for his involvement, but the commitment to the Saudi League is proof that money talks. It's impossible for us to know what the future is going to be like for the new league, And you might look at this, if you're old enough, the USFL. The USFL in 1982 and 83, they went out after the biggest names in college football. Doug Flutie was the biggest name in college football. Herschel Walker, the biggest name in college football. Anthony Carter, wonderful player out of Michigan. Steve Young out of BYU. You had some marquee players, and they grabbed those players. Now, the USFL, their biggest problem was themselves. They got too greedy. If they had had a longer play, I think that a couple of those teams would have been absorbed by the NFL. And that's what some of the goals were for some of the owners there. But so much conflict surrounding the committed players of the PGA in this new league. Going to be an interesting showdown and see what tack the PGA Tour takes. Now, you don't have a lot of big names over there. Sergio Garcia. You know, Dustin Johnson's a big name. Louis Oosthuizen. I mean, there's some players that are there, but they're more players that are international players, not from the United States. But for all the grief that Phil Mickelson took, Dustin Johnson quietly is going to go play in this. And there's a lot of money at stake. But there are going to be teams, just so everybody knows the format, that there will be individual money at stake, but there's also teams, and you're going to have a team captain drafting three other players. It's a snake draft. And then you're going to be playing each week as a team, but then there's going to be money for individuals. And you're talking about quite a bit of money here that if you start to look at that, the LIV Golf Invitational has a purse of $25 million. The Masters purse was $15 million. The PGA Championship, $20 million. And that was a record for pro golf. And this is what some of the golfers want. They want the prize money raised. And you're going to have 48 golfers. There's no cuts. There's three rounds of golf. And this is their approach. They're saying to these players, you guys want to come have some fun, make a lot of money. No tradition here. But if you're the PGA Tour, do you say, you know what, if you go play, you get a lifetime ban, even though you need that player? I mean, Dustin Johnson still has a following, still a very, very good player. But are you going to say to them, nope, we don't want you, even though you need them? That's where it gets tricky here for the PGA Tour. By the way, we've reached out to Greg Norman, who's heading up the LIV Tour, Phil Mickelson, Jay Monahan, who's the commissioner, PGA Tour. All quiet here. Called being ghosted, I think. Nobody wants to talk about this. They're all talking about it. Nobody wants to talk about this publicly. But I find it interesting the approach that the PGA Tour is going to take. Now, do you get a couple other players who then go, are you guys having fun? Yeah, they take care of you. It's great. You know, big money. You know, it's just fun. Yeah. Well, how much are you making so far? Yeah, you know, I got like $8 million and I haven't really done anything. Yeah, okay. Three days, that's it? Yeah, teams, you know, we have fun. Go to dinner, you know, individual money is at stake here. Like, it's good. And what happens when they bring up the Saudis? Like, what do you guys say? It hadn't really come up that much, you know? Or, hey, we've already talked about that. Like, these are the conversations going on. Just so you know, they're going on privately, quietly. Yeah, Seton.
How many people on this list does the PGA truly need?
Need. Okay. Do you need Sergio? No. You'd like to have him because he's a big draw. Masters champ. Dustin Johnson, not a personality. Great player, but nobody's tuning in to listen to Dustin Johnson talk about his round, although I don't know if you care about that. I saw where there was a Koepka. I think it's Brooks Koepka's brother who's playing on the LIV Invitational
Chase.
Tournament.
That'd be Chase Koepka.
The Frank Stallone of golfers.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I once sat next to Sylvester Stallone's brother, Frank Stallone, on a plane. He was wild. Wild. And he had a comment about everybody and everything. And he's really loud. And I went, Frank, you don't talk so loud on the plane. Don't tell me to not talk so loud on the plane. I go, okay, Frank. Yeah, Paul.
Now at the tee, Brooks Koepka's brother.
Brother.
You whisper the brother part. Oh, that's not him.
Yeah. So that's where we are. And this is June 9th. And I think the coverage of this will be interesting. They have teams. You're drafting players. That's interesting as well. But it comes back to what Phil Mickelson said about the Saudis. And that's where this kind of went off the rails. Because I think Greg Norman's approach, Greg Norman has a problem with the PGA Tour. That's a big problem. Everybody wants free agency. That's the big expression here. Hey, finally, free agency. Okay. PGA Tour says you got to be here. You got to play an X number of events. And they probably say, you know what? We want to have some freedom here. And maybe this makes the PGA Tour better. Maybe the PGA Tour reacts in a way that makes it better. Bigger purses, whatever it might be. But now you got to be in amber alert just a little bit here. You got to be aware of what's going on. The money that's there, and there's always going to be money there. Now the question is, who's going to go? Do you have to go and play in every event? Which I'm going to guess you do. And if you're going to be on a team, are there going to be replacements, substitutes? But right now it's 48 players, and they're going to have teams, and they're playing for some pretty good money here. Yeah, Paul.
I think a lot of people don't understand this league, where the events are being played. Half of the events, there's only eight, are being played in the United States, Miami, Chicago, Boston, and Portland. And it's not like this is a Saudi Arabia tour where all the events are near Saudi Arabia. I think there's one or two there. The other place is Bangkok and London. Yeah. So it's very international, and it's heavy American.
And I thought initially it was just going to be played in Saudi Arabia, and I thought, well, you know, you're going to just play on the same course the whole time. And then you realize that they were going around the country and then around the world. But I am curious what the PGA Tour is going to do here. And the fact that, you know, the Saudis, you know, they said to Jack Nicklaus, $100 million, we want you to be the face. And Jack goes, no, I started the PGA Tour. I can't do that. But he said, look, he met with them just out of respect, but they wanted to give him 100 million. Who knows what Greg Norman's getting, but they wanted to give Jack Nicklaus $100 million just to be the de facto commissioner or face of the LIV Tour. This program brought to you by Discover. You can earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. Watched a little bit of the French Open. Rafa Nadal drops Djokovic, and this was in the quarters. Has anybody ever been that good on one surface in the history of tennis? And I don't know if it translates to another sport, but Nadal, I think, has 13 French Opens? Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I think 13.
Yeah. But what is it? Like, when you watch on the French Open, it's slower. You got the red clay. But he's mastered it. Yeah, Paul.
According to the Tennis Channel, Nadal is famous for his killer topspin, lefty forehand, and net game. Clay takes the pace off the ball so it enhances his topspin ability.
Hmm. Well, he's mastered this. He's not 100%, and I guess the favorite to win. How many majors does he have? Like, does he have 22? Something like that? 21? Just the fact that you got Federer, Djokovic, and you have Nadal, and you got three guys who are going to have over 20 majors. Used to be, we looked at Pete Sampras, and I think Pete had maybe 16 at Grand Slams, and you go, oh, my God. Yes.
It almost feels to me like Mariano Rivera-ish. I mean, how can you can throw one pitch and nobody can hit it for 20 years? How's that possible? This dude, it's one surface and he dominates everybody? How's that possible?
But he's also good on other surfaces.
Yeah, he's got four U.S. Opens, two Wimbledon, and two Australian.
And that adds up to, what, 21 majors?
Yeah, a lot of math this morning.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
21.
Yeah, 20. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
21.
So he has 21 Grand Slam singles titles, the most in history. He's got 13 French Open titles. Wow. He has 81 consecutive wins on clay. The longest single surface winning streak in the Open era. Yeah, Paul.
And the ladies love that guy. Let me tell you, my sister, She goes, I can't talk now. Rafa's on. She's hung up on me before.
But if you've ever been around tennis players, that one arm is a whole lot bigger than the other arm. You know, if you're right-handed, left-handed, you know, you see these guys, and like one side of their body is so developed, and the other one looks like they're just normal people. Yeah, Paul.
I was watching ESPN2 once, and they had an arm wrestling tournament, and one of the arms looks like Fritzy, and the other one looks like mine, some of these guys. I was like, they got to practice the other side.
Seton, do we have a poll question today?
Yeah, of course we do.
Okay.
We could start with, if you were a professional golfer, would you play for the LIV Tour, yes or no? I know we try to stay away from yes or no's, but just curious what the audience would do.
Oh, I don't know. I'm old school. That, you know, you want to win. You want to win where the other greats have won. And unless you don't care about any of that stuff, and maybe you just say, hey, I'm going to play and make money. I can make some good money. I can have some fun. I can travel. Less stress, less wear and tear. And maybe somebody will, well, there are guys who will opt for that. But I would want to win on the PGA Tour. What else?
I have, will Phil Mickelson join the LIV Tour at some point? Yes or no?
Well, I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen his name on the grouping of those who are going to play. Paulie?
When Brooks Koepka's brother is a scratch 18 minutes before tee time, here comes Phil right off the plane. What a miracle.
But at this stage, at this point, Phil should be playing in this, I guess, right?
Maybe they'll turn it into like that goofy show, The Masked Singer, but they'll add in a masked golfer. Who is this? Who is this golfer?
The Masked Singer drives me crazy. Because... They every time they do this, they'll go, who is it? Is it Barack Obama? Is it Howard Stern? Is it? And they'll throw, is it Adele? And then they go, no, it's Rudy Giuliani. And I go, give me a break. And you make it seem like you had Gandhi just walked in here.
Gandhi!
But they all go crazy.
And it's like some eighth tier celebrity.
Yes. Oh. Like, who could it be? Could it be? It's Joe Buck. Whoa! I'm waiting for this. Who could it be?
I don't know.
Is it Jennifer Lopez?
Here it comes.
It's Marvin from the Dan Patrick Show.
I just really wanted to do this, you know, shout out to everybody, you know, it's just a dream of mine.
But then if they said, oh, let's give him a big hand, and then you go, no, we can't.
Wow, big hand joke.
Okay.
I thought we were having fun.
We were having fun.
At my expense.
My bad. It always comes back to that. All right, we'll get to phone calls. We'll settle on our poll question. NBA finals tomorrow night. We'll talk about that. Kevin Durant. And Draymond Green going back and forth. Stop if you've heard this before. But and SEC, it's not media day. Aren't they SEC meetings?
It's the, like, spring meetings. How timely is this?
It's...
One of their tour stops.
And as you might expect, Nick Saban was interrogated about what he said about Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M. Good stuff. We appreciate that, helping us get through another day here. Take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Got my Link Soul on today, and I feel great. And you will, too. Our friends at Link Soul have you covered literally from head to toe. Father's Day right around the corner. Go to the website, linksoul.com, and just check out everything they have. Because if you're going, what do I get Dad for, you know, Father's Day? And then you go, oh. Well, they got that, and they got that, and they got... And you get 15% off free shipping with your first order. We love it. We wear it every single day. I got the pants on today. I got a hoodie on today. You can wear exactly what I'm... Dad can be wearing exactly what I'm wearing today. But Boardwalker shorts, I love them. I don't like them as much when Fritzy wears them.
What is that about?
Well, your legs. Like, if... If Link Soul was able to come up with something that made your legs a little more tan and hairier, like men, they actually look like
Like men's legs. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Sorry, why do you need Todd's legs to be more hairy?
Well, because if you sat with him, he looks like a chihuahua.
I just kind of like, yeah.
I think it's the reflection of the light off my legs blinds you guys.
Yes, it does.
I just really wish your legs were more hairy,
Todd. I do.
I would like that a lot more.
Yes. Linksoul.com and tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market. As fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Play of the day coming up. We'll settle on our poll question. Also, cover of Madden is going to be announced in 35 minutes. We have a Madden game to play about the Madden game. Do we have Madden game music here that we could play?
I think we do.
Okay. Okay. Who is going to be on the cover? Who should be on the cover? I asked this to Marvin. I said, who do you think is going to be on the cover? He goes, Peyton Hillis. And I went, oh, the Browns running back, Peyton Hillis. Didn't he have like three really good years? Arkansas running back, Peyton Hillis?
Wasn't he stint with Denver, Cleveland, a few teams.
But wasn't he part of a great, he had a great backfield, though. Didn't he have somebody who played for the Cowboys, Paulie?
He was on the 2010 Browns. He ran for 1,177 yards and 11 touchdowns.
I like it.
Almost made the Pro Bowl, and he made the Madden cover.
All right.
He was running back then with Mike Bell? I don't know. No, it was all Peyton Hillis those days.
No, but at Arkansas.
Oh.
Did he have
not Darren
McFadden?
McFadden?
I think.
It may have been the other way around. McFadden had Peyton Hillis.
Well, I don't know. Who got on the cover of Madden? Yeah, Paul.
We have a rule for our Madden cover game. You got to pick who will be on and who should be on. You cannot pick John Madden, who passed away in December. Expect some type of alternate cover or him incorporated.
Now, why can't you pick John Madden?
Too obvious, too easy. Because there will be a player on the cover, and they expect there to be either John Madden incorporated in the cover or a secondary cover with John Madden.
Don't they do like legacy versions or something, like specialty covers? Okay. Where it's
exactly. Just some background. Last year it was Mahomes and Brady. 2 years ago it was Mahomes.
Yeah, see, I don't like when they put two on there. That's the easy way out. All right, Todd, who will be, who should be?
Aaron Donald should be on the Madden cover, but Joe Burrow is going to get the cover.
Okay, that's saucy to start off with. Seton?
Josh Allen is going to be on the cover, but it should be Cooper Kupp.
Whoa, the back row.
Yeah, bringing it.
Okay.
That's right.
Marv?
I was going to say Josh Allen. He should be on the cover. Ja'Marr Chase will be on the cover.
Ja'Marr Chase. Okay. Holy.
Joe Burrow should. Dak Prescott will be on the cover.
Whoa. Dakota?
Joe Burrow should.
They can't put Dak Prescott on there, can they? I mean, they can.
Cowboys, sales.
Oh, I know.
Ching, 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 ching.
I know. But, okay, if you're a Cowboy fan, are you buying it now? Because Dak Prescott's, like, right. You still got to play the game.
Like, I'm going to try these video games. You're 60 years old. Yeah. Dak's on the cover.
Yeah, I've never tried a video game. I did Atari, but I'm going to do Madden because Dak Prescott's on the cover. Yes, Seton.
Maybe I'll throw in just a quick third choice. Davante Adams. New team.
Okay.
Big deal in the offseason. I don't know.
I don't know what the logic is when they're picking the cover.
Gronk was on like 5 years ago. Antonio Brown 4 years ago. Worked out well.
But do they do somebody like... Well, you can't... If you're going to do a wide receiver, you got to do Cooper Kupp. It's not like you'd do Stephon Diggs and go, yeah, we're going to celebrate the wide receiver, and Cooper Kupp had the greatest receiving year in history. Yeah, Paul.
I was thinking of a guy like George Kittle, like all flexed out, looking wild, play the younger crowd as a niche pick.
Yeah, but don't you play to the younger crowd with all of the players in the NFL?
Except for Brady.
Since we're so old, well, yeah. Yeah, Seton.
Well, and video games in general.
Yeah. Who do I think will be? It feels like Josh Allen is going to be. Should be is Cooper Kupp. I think if it's all about numbers, you know, when you do Madden and you factor that in, but you're trying to sell video games. I don't know if somebody goes, who is this? Not many people, because he plays with a helmet on. It's not like you go, oh, that's Cooper Kupp. There's certain guys where you have facial recognition. Yes, Todd.
And Cooper Kupp joins us Friday on the Dan Patrick Show.
Whoa.
A little shameless plug there.
Bloop. All right.
10:20 Eastern time.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Yeah. Yes, Marv.
I'm not sure if it really matters, because if you play Madden, you know football. So it really doesn't matter who's on. It's a big star that's on the cover. So they're buying it regardless, and they're standing in line like crazy people. So to me, it's not even important, even though Dak is a really good guess.
Okay. Well, look at that. They're taking the McLovin role here against the grain. Yeah, Marv.
I would have said Andy Dalton if that was really McLovin.
Yes. Yeah.
Throwback.
Case Keenum. Yes. Yes, Seton. Don't remind me of McLovin. Oh.
By the way, do you know what? That's when McLovin had nothing, and that was his stall technique.
Yeah.
Which is exactly why I just did that, because I had nothing, and you called on me, and I was like, what's something McLovin would do?
Well, something he would do would be annoy people.
Who's the least likely really good player to be on the Madden cover? I'm going to go...
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. Way off.
Well, first of all, you called him really good.
Stat-wise.
Carson Wentz.
As a Colt.
Yeah, he's not going to be on there. Yes, Todd.
Speaking of Colts quarterbacks, what about Matt Ryan? Can you squeeze him in there?
Yeah, he's too old. How about Russell Wilson Jr. the
third? Oh, somewhere.
Okay.
Good call.
All right.
You put him on for half the season and then put on.
Wow.
What am I doing?
Taking a shot.
What?
What am I doing right now?
Why are you taking a shot?
Yeah. Put him on for the first like 8 weeks.
Yeah. Paul.
Matt Ryan would be on the Madden cover in his living room. His kids would be playing Madden. He would be making a sensible dinner in the kitchen. Family man.
As long as Sierra's on the cover, then I'm okay.
Hey now.
Hey. Maybe Sierra's on the cover in a Russell Wilson jersey. All right. Thank you. I think it was a few more bloops that went up there.
It's like, more of a swing.
Swing? Is that what you just did?
Not a bloop.
Okay. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Yeah,
you just
Paul.
Said swing.
Yes, yeah, swing. Yeah.
You if Russell could be on, new team.
Yeah.
I don't think he's been on before.
He's never got an MVP vote either, just to let you know. They always bring that up. You know, he's never got an MVP vote. I was like, okay. And Zane in Florida joins us on this topic. Hi, Zane.
Hi, Dan. 6 foot, 175. So, Dan, thinking about the Madden covers, I wanted to guess. I think it's going to be Josh Allen. But I also wanted to give a Madden rating to the Danettes, and I have a reason why you guys haven't won the Emmy.
Okay. All right. Here's Zane in Florida with his Madden ratings for us.
We'll start off with the golden cleat. You got to give Dan the GOAT a 99. But with Paulie, I'm going to give him a solid 80. He might have been an 85 or 90 in his younger years, but an 80, which is a good Madden rating. Seton, we'll give about an 82.
Wow.
Now, for Fritzy, now this is deceptively a good rating, but we're going to give him a solid 75. And with Marvin, his hands will be a 50, but his overall rating would also be a 75.
And this is why we don't win the Sports Emmy.
And the reason why you don't win a Sports Emmy is I actually credit you guys to the Philadelphia 76ers, where you're Allen Iverson, but you're carrying a group of guys. The stat of the day music is late. Sometimes, people will drop the ball with them.
Whoa, who just hung up on him, Marvin?
I don't know who did that.
Yes, Seton.
I'm a little upset about those Madden ratings, but now I kind of get, when athletes are like, what, speed is a 62? How's my speed a 62? Kind of get it.
I'm lucky. Well, we may not have the best in the business at what they do, but they're the best for this show.
Today.
And that's really important. Yes. Yeah, Paul.
I've got all the Madden covers of all time. They're pretty good players. Like, there's some weird ones, like Peyton Hillis. Sean Alexander made it that 1 year, the running back from Seattle.
Didn't he have like 29 touchdowns?
Yeah, and like 1,700 yards.
Yeah.
Vic made it. Falk made it. Marshall Falk, Dante Culpepper, Eddie George, Calvin Johnson, Barry Sanders and Adrian Peterson together. Richard Sherman made it. Remember when he had that really hot run?
Crabtree!
2015.
Yes.
Odell Beckham made it.
See.
Just I must be in a bad mood today or something. I just feel like being mean. But how about worst player to make the Madden cover?
Well, Peyton Hillis.
All right, yeah. Well, I was looking at Vince Young. He wasn't very good.
But he made a couple of Pro Bowls.
Yeah
Vince Young.
We talked about the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
Eight people make it.
Yeah, the eighth alternate.
Peyton Hillis may have a case with Vince Young. No offense.
Just making that conversation more interesting.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's not that many candidates where you go. They weren't that good.
1998. Garrison Hurst made it. What a fun running back he was out of Georgia.
Oh, no.
A few good years.
Yeah. Those knees, rest in peace. Garrison Hurst. Anybody else on there? How long has Madden been around?
The game, I think it goes back to 1988. They had the first versions of it. It became Madden NFL with EA Sports in 1995.
But also, when you think about it, that I think Madden had a chance to buy a piece of it. And he chose to just take a payout.
Yeah, he took a lump sum.
Guess what happened on this day? 1988. EA Sports releases the first version of the John Madden football video game for Commodore 64 and Apple II. How about that? Did I just take that from your This Day in Sports History, Paulie?
That's all right. Okay. It's going fast.
Okay.
John Madden was on the cover for the first 7 years, and then season eight, NFL Madden 2001, was Eddie George. He's the first cover athlete all by himself.
Hmm. Okay. That's good trivia there. A couple of phone calls in here. Daniel in L.A. Hi, Daniel. What's on your mind today?
Dan, tennis. You spoke tennis. Be still my heart. Now, here's a piece of trivia for you.
All right.
Rafael Nadal is a righty in everything else in life, only a lefty in tennis.
Okay.
I thought that that would be an interesting piece of trivia for anybody who's a tennis and a sports fan. And as far as the Madden cover, hey, I've never played Madden once in my life, but I'll tell you who's not going to be on the cover. Deshaun Watson.
That's true. Thank you, Daniel. That's a safe bet. By the way, the Arkansas backfield, Peyton Hillis, Darren McFadden, and Felix Jones. Felix Jones also, I think, a Dallas Cowboy. Didn't Jerry Jones draft two Arkansas running backs? Darren McFadden. Felix Jones. Felix Jones was a home run hitter. They always say, well, he's got top-end speed. Like, all right. Does he get to top-end speed? There are a lot of guys who are fast, but, you know, like John Ross with the Bengals. Man, he's got top-end speed. Yeah, can he catch? I don't know. Yeah, that probably helps. You're going to be a wide receiver. Doug in North Carolina is back. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Well, first off, Dan, I have a source that's telling me it's Marcus Mariota that's going to be on the cover.
All right.
Out for Seton. Yeah. Actually, I have I want to do another bet. I'm leading Seton in the bet that I'll win for officially on the opening day of the season, but I want to bet.
Wait, that bet is?
Marcus Mariota will be the starting quarterback of a team.
Okay. So he'll be the starting quarterback. Okay.
My bet is that Cam Newton will get a job before Baker Mayfield. Does anyone want that?
Anybody want a piece of that?
Before is interesting.
Yes. So Cam gets a job before Baker Mayfield Jr. the third.
With another team, obviously. Not at.
Because Baker has a job now.
That's true.
Okay. So technically I could win the bet right now.
I mean with another team.
Okay, you didn't say that, Doug. It's all about semantics on this program. Does anybody want a piece of Doug with that bet?
So he's saying Cam Newton will be on a roster before Baker Mayfield joins another roster. Is
yes.
that clear?
Yes.
I'll take that one.
All right. Pie all to right. the face, Doug?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, and then he's also, thank you, Doug. He's also got a bet that, Seton, you took that bet that Marcus Mariota would not be a starter?
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently. I don't know.
You don't remember?
I take 1,000 of these things. I have no idea.
Yes, Paulie.
The Falcons' depth chart right now has Mariota as the starter. Desmond Ridder.
Yeah.
Second.
I wouldn't rule out Desmond Ridder.
Don't sleep.
Don't sleep on Desmond Ridder. Cincinnati Bearcats there. Let's take a break. Poll question. We'll settle on that. Play of the day is up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The play of the day.
Sir, let's let go of it!
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Comfer, behind his own, Kale McCarr. He holds. Here's side Taves. Wants the shot, takes it. Walked by Kane, gets it back. One-timer, McCarr. Tipped and score! Called J.T. Comfer, 877 goals now.
That's courtesy of Altitude Radio Network. I like the call. That's your play of the day. 13 different players scored goals in the highest scoring conference finals game in 37 years. This is one of those, if you show it to somebody and say, hey, check out this sport, you might like it. Now, I still maintain there are certain sports that are better in person than they are in TV, and hockey is one of those. They've tried their best. It's so fast, and to be able to find the puck, you know, just the action itself. But when you start to see the speed, the athleticism, and you see it in person, just the atmosphere, the feel of it, it's a different sport. Horse racing is that way. Go in person, it's different. Racing, NASCAR, completely different watching it in person. Football, I think we've mastered the beauty of capturing all the angles there, the sights and the sounds. And, you know, with TV, with, you know, high definition, you're able to see football like you've never seen it before. Baseball is, I think, in person more than it is on TV. Basketball, I think it either way. Like, I get as much, if not more, watching it on TV than I do in person. But I would say there's a few sports. Can you think of anything else, major sports, where golf I'd rather watch on TV? Golf at the event, overrated. Unless you're just at one hole. And usually when I go to Augusta, I would go to the 16th hole and have a friend who puts out two chairs and we sit there behind the green. And it's great. You see everything, you know, right in front of you. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, I mean, golf, it's impossible to take in everything that's happening.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But I think if you go to see, like, if you go to Augusta, you can walk around. It's not necessarily the golf as much as it is. You get to have the experience of going to Augusta. Yes.
I would feel like every time I heard the crowd roar, I would be like, oh, crap, it's over there.
Yes.
And then you go walk over there, and then you hear somebody roar over there. Oh, crap, it's happening over there.
Yeah. I did that a couple of years ago when I went. I was behind the second green. And all of a sudden, you hear something, and it's like, oh, that's a hole-in-one. And then it turned out it was a hole-in-one. Like, there's certain sounds, the volume, as we like to say, cacophony of sounds. Yeah, how about that?
Boosty?
Yeah. You're able, you just know that somebody had something other than a birdie. That is like, oh, ooh, what was that? And then you're scrambling because you're not allowed to have your phones. You're trying to figure out what happened, see a leaderboard. But one day at Augusta, usually go in a practice round. You'll get more out of the practice round than you will an actual round there because players are more relaxed. There's interaction. And there's less people and a little bit more freedom to move. Few more phone calls in here. Tim in California. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind today?
Hi, DP. I'm 5'9", 150 pounds.
All right.
Hey, it's my first time calling, man. I listen to you guys all the time. I wake up at 5:30 in the morning. I'm out of my house by 6 o'clock California time. I always listen to your show on the drive to work. You guys always make me smile. I just want to comment on the Madden cover thing. Like, you guys didn't mention one name, and I'm thinking who should be on the cover? Justin Herbert. Who I think will be on the cover? Justin Herbert.
All right.
That's all I got for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, that's a young, talented quarterback. Sure. Can't go wrong with that. There are very few bad choices here. Or source, you know, the picks choices that aren't correct or wouldn't be correct. Because you could throw Joe Burrow in there. Justin Herbert could be in there. I don't think it would be Mahomes since he's already been on there. Josh Allen. Feels like he's going to be the leading candidate for MVP this year. Yeah, Marv.
What about Aaron Rodgers? Or is he just too old? Are we just going with new blood?
I'd rather see Aaron Donald than Aaron Rodgers. But we don't even know if he's going to play this year. I think he's going to play this year. It's called, I'm making $14 million. I think I should be making double that. And maybe you just do 3 years. You just say, give me 3 years, give me $75 million, and I'm going to be ready to play, and I'll put off retirement. Somebody, a former NFL player, said this to me yesterday. You always, he says to me, you always talk about if a player is talking about retirement, that should make you nervous. If he's talking about retirement, then he should retire. And I said, well, I think he's talking about retirement as leverage just to get a new deal. Because if you listen to the interview he did in the podcast with Brandon Marshall, it's really about the craft of being a great defensive player, wants to play for championships here. And then he'll kind of counter that by saying, well, you know, but I could retire. And I've talked about retirement. Yeah, you could talk about retirement. But the way you played, and now's when you put up historical numbers. Now, this is where you're lumped in with Lawrence Taylor and Mean Joe Green, Bruce Smith, Reggie White. Now it's different. If he cares about it, he might not. He'll be a Hall of Famer. But this is where you're included in a really, really small group of players who are the best defensive players of all time. J.J. Watt, I guess you can throw him in there as well. There's probably 7 to 10 defensive players in the modern era. And Aaron Donald is in that mix. But you can make a case when it's all said and done, he has been as dominant, as disruptive as any player in the history of the sport. Lawrence Taylor, I saw it firsthand. He was unbelievable the first 6 years. You know, then he had too much fun off the field. You know, the Giants, it felt like, you know, they looked the other way and Lawrence wasn't the same player. But he got injured. You know, these things happen in that sport. But Mean Joe Green changed the game for me. Reggie White. I think Reggie White is probably the best defender, best defensive player of all time. Now, you might not say the most impactful or didn't have the numbers or whatever it is. Deacon Jones back with the Rams was a guy that I always thought you had to keep an eye on him. You always had to know where he was. And I think that's where you start that argument or discussion. Where is he? Where's Deion? Where's Polamalu? Alan Page was another great player with the Minnesota Vikings, where you had to account for him every time he went to the line of scrimmage. And I think that's where you start with the conversation of great defensive players of all time. Yeah, Paul.
Aaron Donald's 31 years old. He's been all pro basically every year. Reggie White, after the age of 30, made 7 Pro Bowls, first team all pro twice after 30. He was also defensive player of the year at age 26 and 37. That's nuts.
And he also, didn't he go to the USFL for a couple of years with, Memphis?
Yes, Memphis Showboats. He missed 2 years by being in the USFL.
Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Kevin Durant, Draymond Green. They can't quit each other. We'll talk about that coming up top of the hour. More phone calls as well. Did we settle on a poll question, Seton?
Well, I put up there, would you play on the LIV Tour if you were a professional golfer?
Okay.
Just to see. And right now, the audience, 71% say they would not play for it.
Depends on where I am in my career. If I've accomplished what I wanted to accomplish on the PGA Tour, like Sergio Garcia. All right. I mean, he's not going to move up the ladder as, you know, among the great golfers of all time. But he's still a draw. And yeah, take a paycheck. 1 hour in the books, 2 more to go this Wednesday edition of the Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out hour one. It's Simply Safe Home Security. You guys know I love the break-in protection that my Simply Safe Home Security system gives me, but it's not always outside forces that you need Simply Safe protection from. Terry had a story that Simply Safe relayed to me. She went to her daughter's wedding. Simply Safe 24/7 monitoring center noticed that there was water in her basement. Now, this is going to cost you $25,000 if it goes unchecked. And, thankfully, Simply Safe detected the water just moments after the leak started. And after talking to Simply Safe, Terry called her neighbors. They quickly turned the water off in her home, and she really averted a big, big bill. Simply Safe, comprehensive 24/7 professional monitoring. You can have somebody always looking out for you. Like Terry, and those plans cost just under $1 a day. No long-term contracts or hidden fees. Go to SimplySafeDan.com. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters. Every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.